The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. It is so great to be with you once again. I'm Jolie Walker, Grazia's Beauty and Health Director. We get tips and stories from brilliant women on all things beauty and wellness. But this time, and for the next few episodes, we are focusing particularly on wedding beauty. It's the biggest day of your life, surrounded by your nearest and dearest, so you'll likely want to invest in beauty prep that makes you feel amazing. Today's guest will hopefully give you inspiration and advice to do just that.
Hi, I'm Monique Dale, and I'm a stylist from London.
Monique Dale is a writer and stylist living in London. She's a connoisseur of tons of different products, choosing only the best results-driven formulas for her high-tech skincare routine.
It brings out all of the impurities of the toxic air and the pollution and stuff like that. And I feel like that instantly brightened my skin.
Her lockdown wedding was an intimate affair, with a few dozen guests and a bespoke Bond Bride slip dress to accommodate her baby bump.
You spend all that time before the pandemic, like a year and a half, 2 years planning it, and then it doesn't happen. But yeah, I'm just really grateful to have like all the friends and family that we could have there. So it was amazing.
She has the kind of Instagram page that you're forever bookmarking, from cool fashion finds to Scandi chic interiors and smart beauty buys. And her wedding wellbeing tips coming up are totally on point.
It was so emotional. But that hour together before all the circus stuff starts happening was so important, because we are just marrying each other. Mm. And it's because we're so in love and all that soppy stuff.
I loved speaking with Monique, so let's get into the chat. Hello and welcome, Monique. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. I'm really good, thank you. I'm very excited to chat through all of your bridal beauty advice today. But before we jump in with your advice, I just wanted to chat a little bit about your wedding day in general. So when it was, how you celebrated. Can you tell us a little bit about the day?
So the day wasn't what we had planned, obviously, with COVID. Like a lot of people, we had to kind of just start from scratch again, because we were sick of just rescheduling it and, you know, getting our hopes up and everything. So what was meant to be in a beautiful pink villa in Spain ended up being in Chelsea Town Hall. And it was incredible. Like I still had the most amazing day. And in a way, it made it more special because it was so intimate, because you really had to, like, we were really lucky to be able to have 30 people there. We were just on the cutoff. And we had Chelsea Town Hall first, and then we had Daphne's for lunch, and we had it in the conservatory. I don't know, have you seen it?
Amazing. I bet that was so nice.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. So we had 28 of our closest friends and family there, and it was gorgeous. I mean, I was 6 months pregnant, which wasn't in the original wedding plan. But once we had decided to be like, do you know what, we are going to cancel it because the heartbreak of reorganising it was too much. I was like, well, if we're going to get married here and I'm not having to walk down a big aisle and stuff like that, like, let's have a baby kind of thing.
Yeah.
So let's start trying. So it was really nice. Yeah, just not what I thought it would be on any level.
But perfect all the
Very
same.
Very different.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
Yeah, really, really nice. It kind of just brings it back down to what is important to you. Mm. The whole point of it is to get married to the person you love and to show the world and tell the world that we are a team now until the end of time.
Yeah.
So it was really easy before to get lost in the world of bridal and having three wedding dresses and all, you know, the candles and kind of making the video into like a cinema thing that, you know, it kind of does get out of hand. So, yeah, we kind of just took a whole different take on it. And we were like, we're over the big wedding. We just want to get married. I want to have the same surname as him and the baby when it comes. So, yeah, it does feel really like emotional and special.
Yeah, I bet. And like you say, it's just bringing you back to you two and what it is all about at the end of the day.
Yeah, just love.
Yeah, very nice. And how about your bridal beauty style in general? Like, did you go all out trying new products? Did you rely on, you know, your tried and tested staples? What was your beauty vibe?
I relied on everything that I knew. I didn't want to go crazy and start trying all these different methods, because at the beginning of lockdown, I used to wear not quite a lot of makeup, but I used to use makeup to hide my skin. And then at the beginning of lockdown, I was like, well, I'm at home constantly now. Let's, you know, take the makeup off and figure out why I'm covering my skin. And it was all about blemishes and, you know, scarring. So I really kind of worked out what products worked for me and how I could help my skin instead of covering it up. And then I found a couple of like products and gadgets that really helped me along the way. So I felt like throughout that year, I've made a real solid routine for myself. And especially with being pregnant, you get so many more hormones. I didn't want to rock any boat. So I stuck to exactly what I knew.
Your tried and tested staples.
Yes, definitely.
And I guess with lockdown as well, like you say, it's given that unique opportunity for us to kind of really get to know the things that work for us in our own space as well. Say like your skincare routine and the things that you mentioned just then.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for this advice. So maybe we start things off there then. Let's start with skincare. What is your best piece of bridal skincare advice?
My best piece of bridal skincare advice. I think people want to seem glowy on the day, don't they? Like people want that really gorgeous, plump, fresh skin. That's all I ever want. I just want to walk around like I've got no makeup on and I'm just glowy. So I use a lot of vitamin C products. I find that they also really, vitamin C helps with pigmentation. And so I kind of bounce between like a serum or vitamin C cream. Estee Lauder is, I've partnered with for absolute years because their products are one of the best products on the market. Like they're just incredible. And they have a great vitamin C based serum that works really well. And then Sunday Riley have a great vitamin C face cream. So I kind of will bounce between that. I won't overload. But then I'll also try and do like a Sarah Chapman's facial at home, like a steam. I don't know.
Nice.
Have you tried
it? I've got the machine and it's like Sunday spa day sorted.
Isn't it amazing? Like it does make you feel like you're at a spa. And I find like just doing that maybe once or twice a week really helps to kind of plump that skin again. So I love the facial at home, the steam facial. I also do a lot of light therapy. I don't know, Jodie, you've probably seen all those really scary looking masks, the LED.
I've tried, I've bought into them all. Yes, I'm a big fan of LED light as well, for sure. What do you use it for? What do you like to use?
So I've got two. I use the Dr. Dennis one was the first one I've got, and that's got the two lights, hasn't it? Then there is it the MZ Skin one, which is...
MZ Skin, yeah, the gold one.
Yes, super heavy. Looks like you're wearing like an award on your face. So I'll go between those two. So if I'm running around, I'll put the Dr. Dennis one on because it's wireless, isn't it? And you can run around and it's really light. But if I am doing a proper face, like pamper session, I'll do the MZ one. But I'll have to hold it because it's so heavy on my face.
Yeah, but all in the name of plump skin, plump glowy skin, yes. the things we will do.
It's just so good. Like there's so many different on the MZ one. There's so many different lights. I think there's five different lights. So there's one to kill the bacteria. So that was one of my skin problems. It was, okay, I was getting scars from spots from the bacteria in my skin. So I need to kill the bacteria first. So one of the lights is great to kill the acne causing bacteria. And then there was, I'm going to get my lights mixed up now. Is it the red light, which is good for fine lines and plumping? And then there is green for scarring. I think there's white for if you've got like a serious breakout or something like that and you need a real intense kind of pulse of it. But there's different levels of the light as well. So I know that I've worked my way up this past year. So I know what my face can handle.
So you've got the high tech skincare down, yes. Skincare routine.
I am obsessed with it. Like, I mean, just like you, we've probably tried so many products and something like that. It is incredible. But also, I could just get a gua sha stone and really kind of drain my face, and especially under the eyes. I get a lot of women who message me, probably with my skin tone. I think, you know, Indians are more prone to having those darker circles. But I do get women of all backgrounds asking me, you know, what to do about dark circles, and kind of doing the stone and massaging and getting under the eyes really does brighten your face instantly. So if you don't have the gadgets, it's not like, you know, you can't do it. The gua sha stone is incredible.
So you can commit to that at-home facial and kind of give yourself that self-care while also boosting your skincare routine.
Yeah, it just feels good. It's nice just to take that, because once you get the hang of it, it doesn't actually take that long. Once it's in your routine, you just need to get into that, you know, of making that effort and being like, no, these 10 minutes are for me. It's important to take time out and make it about you. You know, we've all got such busy lives.
Absolutely.
And I know that, like, people like us love being busy. We love saying we're busy. And we are busy. But it's just to take those 10 minutes to just sit, relax, reflect, and, you know, just focus on ourselves, our skin, our face is the first thing that people see, you know, and you want to feel at your best.
And you've just talked about then like investing in like a really high tech skincare routine and investing in your skincare. And have you noticed results from that, visible results?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I will go out like this with no makeup on. Like I don't know if it comes with age as well. It's probably a mix of both. But in my skin in itself, obviously I've still got the odd scarring and I'm not as bright as I would want to be, because everyone wants more, don't they?
Yes, you are. You're glowing.
Oh, I'm trying so hard, but it is what it is at this moment. But yeah, I feel like I'm quite complacent. I'm quite happy with, you know, what I look like. I do what I can with what I have. And yeah, I've got no shame in going out like this now, whereas a few years ago I'd be really quite nervous and a bit petrified of people seeing me. And, you know, I'd be worried that that person was just looking at me and thinking, oh, that doesn't look right. Whereas now I'm like,
not at all. Not at all. But I totally know what you mean when you do kind of just get more comfortable in your skin. But Not at all.
Oh, thank you.
And it's funny how we think about ourselves like that, but we would never think about anyone else like that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't dream of the things that go in my head. I wouldn't dream of thinking or saying to someone else.
Yeah.
It's just becoming, you know, more positive and good about yourself.
Absolutely. Positivity, for sure.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about makeup then. So we've done skin. What is your best piece of bridal makeup advice?
Okay, so bridal makeup advice. I had my face done by Estee Lauder. Emma Tillman is an incredible makeup artist, and she has done my face for years. So anytime like there's a big event, because I don't really like wearing too much makeup, but on those moments when you're like, I know I need a face today because there's going to be pictures and cameras, and you need a bit more coverage, or, you know, your face needs to bounce off the light at a specific way, then I'll call Emma in. So Emma came in. So she used all Estee Lauder products, which, like I said, I have used for years. But we had discussed toning it down a lot, because before I would wear the double wear foundation and, you know, the double wear concealer. And then I would do I'd do all the traditional steps with them that you would do for your makeup. But then throughout the lockdown, because I'd spent so long focusing on my skincare, I really pulled back on my makeup, and I was kind of just really going for concealer to cover scars. And then I was putting out eyebrow gel in, and then that was it. It's really crazy how quickly you get used to things, isn't it? So I was really used to that bare minimal face, and I'd become so confident with it that I weirdly became more unconfident with makeup on.
I know what you mean though, when you get used to seeing yourself in that way and you put a little bit more makeup on and you're like, oh, this almost, yeah, feels different.
It felt really different. But Emma was absolutely incredible. We use one of their new foundations, which is really, really thin, and it's one of the buildable ones. Then we use more of the concealer just to cover areas. And, you know what makeup artists are like. They're so great at their job. She'll use the tiniest amount with the tiniest brush, whereas I'm like just with a finger and like wiping it off. So what I said to her, do all brides say, I want to look like me, you know, like just fresh face, the best version of me, but like I don't wear any makeup? And she said no.
Oh, interesting. What did she say?
She said that people normally on their wedding day kind of like to look really done.
Oh.
Yeah, like a full face. But I've always thought, and I've always, and like I asked her for, I was like, minimal face, don't want it to look like I've got makeup on, but I have makeup on. Just like the best version of me, naturally, you know, like a glowy version of me. But she was so great. And then we used one of the lipsticks that I made with them a few years ago.
Oh, I bet that was really special.
Oh, it was so nice. Did you go to their pop-up? They've done it a few times now. They used to have in Selfridges.
No, I haven't been yet. I'm back in the world.
You have to. I keep saying to them, they need to keep bringing it back. Because honestly, yeah. It's such a great experience. And with my skin tone, I've tried so many lipsticks. Like you, you've probably got so many at home that you've got, and then you get home and put them on in your light and you're like, oh no, that doesn't suit me. Because you know what suits you best than anyone else. But yeah, with them, I got to make my own one, and we did it kind of, maybe 12 different times, adding different tones and colors.
That's amazing.
Oh, it was the best experience I've had. So yeah, I've done that a few times with them now. I think I made like a matte one before, then I made a more of a shinier sheer version. So yeah, I have quite a lot of those lipsticks that I made with them, because I made sure I stocked up. So we used a bit of that, and I think Emma kind of used that on my lips and my cheeks and my eyelids and kind of really made it more tonal, which I really liked.
Nice.
So yeah, I would just say for tip wise, sorry, I've gone off it, but for tip wise, I would say use someone you've used before. And it is really lovely to get it done, because you've got so much going on in your head. You don't want the pressure, and the time goes so quick. So to have someone who's not nervous and is like, no, I need to do this now. And you've both got like a proper schedule of like every 5 minutes what needs to be going on. It just takes so much pressure off you on the day. So I'd really recommend to have someone do it. To, you know, if you haven't had your makeup done by her before, visit her a few times. So you could, I went to Emma the first time I met her with my face on. And I was like, right, Emma, this is how I like my face.
That's exactly what I did.
Did you?
Yes, and I think that's the best tip, because when you go to someone, they don't necessarily know what you like to look like unless you can show a picture. But I kind of just went in and I was like, I want to look like this, just better. Could you just do a better version?
Exactly the same. I said the exact same thing to her. I was like, I want to look like this, but better, more glowy. But these are the tones I like, because people's variations of tones are different. It's like when you go to a hairdresser and you say, I want an inch, and she's got a different idea of an inch, and so have you. So yeah, I'd say that's a really good idea, and it made me really happy. So yeah,
Okay, I am definitely with you on that piece of advice. And right, we're just going to take a very short break and we will be back after this.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles, federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, back to the advice, Monique, and let's talk about hair. So what is your best piece of bridal hair advice?
Okay, so really similar to the makeup, hair, I just wanted to look like me. I wanted to look how I look all the time, but just the best version of me. So I really concentrated on doing loads of masks. And I've spoken before about Olaplex. Have you delved into their big range?
Have I delved? I have delved. Yes. I am a big Olaplex fan.
They're so good. I feel like it might take a while to figure out what numbers you are, because there's so many different ones and kind of what how many times you want to do it. But I think I did two that week and the running up to it, just to make sure that my hair was as thick and strong and as glowy as it could be, shiny as it could be. So, yeah, I think it's really important. Obviously, the style and the cut and that is so important, but to have your hair in a really good condition, because you don't know what's going to happen on the day. If you've had your hair up, someone, you know, hugging you is going to end up pulling it out or something like that. So as long as it was shiny and healthy, that's all I wanted. And I don't think the hairdressers were open at that time. But lucky enough, my mother-in-law was a hairdresser.
Oh, very handy.
It's so handy. And Jolie, I have the most basic haircut. I just want it all in a straight line.
Nice and thick, blunt ends though. That's my dream.
Yes, that's what I love. I love a blunt, chunky end. No layers, no, like, I've finally grown out my fringe, like my side fringe thing. So during lockdown and stuff like that, when everything was closed, but I could see her, I'd obviously be really happy to see her, but I'd be like, okay, can you cut my hair now?
So, you're like, that was a lovely cup of tea. I need my hair cut. Yes. And I need it done now.
And then a couple of times, I think one weekend, she cut it three times because I think she, bless her, was so nervous. And then she'd see me walking around and she'd be like, oh, now it's dry. It looks different. Can I cut a bit more? I was really lucky to be able to have her. So I did manage to have a really blunt, fresh cut, which is what I wanted.
So fresh cut and loads of treatments just to get it in that kind of optimum, shiny, healthy.
Yeah, definitely. And my hairdresser on the day, also, I would say, again, do not do your own hair. Because if you can, it is just, that is your moment, that 2 hours that you have in the morning to have your hair and makeup done is for you to really either get excited, cry, or freak out.
And yeah, just so you have that time, though, and you're not having to have that extra stress. Because
exactly.
Even though if you feel like you're used to doing your makeup, it's going to be different those 2 hours before.
On the day, as cool as you think you are, your hand will be shaking when you're doing your eyebrows. So you want someone there, and you want the hairdresser to be able to see all the different angles. I used a hairdresser, a friend from Crawley, where I'm from, called Holly. I think her Instagram is Holly Hair, and she is incredible. She's cut all of my family's hair for years. My sister went to school with her, and she's so great. So when I knew it was here, I instantly messaged her. And it's someone I trust. It's someone I know who's good at her job. And it's someone that I know that I could sit there in the morning and feel really comfortable with.
Yeah, and it takes all the stress off you and you can just kick back then and try to relax.
Yes.
Keep zen, exactly.
Yeah, so I feel like I was really lucky with my team, my really small team. They were great women to work with. So yeah, they made me feel a lot more calmer.
Love that. Okay, so for number four, let's talk about treatments. So did you have any treatments in the run-up? Is there anything that you, you know, have now and that you would recommend and you would have for the big day?
So I got married on the Sunday. And then I think just before it on the Friday, I managed to get into town and I went to Face Gym. And I had the real sculpt, you know, when they, it looks like they're beating your face up. Like they're really going for it with your cheeks. And I love it. It feels, you can feel them push the muscles back up to where they should be. Because throughout age, as we get older, the muscles in our face are like our bodies and they start to relax. And with gravity, they move down. So having that woman push them all back into place, oh, instantly, straight away, you have to go and take a before and an after. Because your face looks so different.
I've had it and your cheeks just feel like bit like plumped up, don't they?
Yes.
Like noticeably.
Exactly. I think because with pregnancy, there's obviously a lot of products, a lot of treatments that you can't do. And I felt like this was going to be the cleanest but most invasive way of me getting what I wanted. I could have stayed longer. I mean, if anyone goes, I'd recommend to book a double at least because it's so...
Oh,
it
yeah, look, lovely.
It's lovely, isn't
That's
it?
That's a good idea. Honestly, relaxing. When I finish one, I'm like, no, I could honestly stay there all day and just have my face pummeled.
Yeah, I felt like that was... I'm really happy with what she's done, but she probably could have done more if I would have booked a double. So, yeah, I'd fully recommend Face Gym. I think they're great. They do also say that... if you've got an event in the evening or something, go to them in the morning. Because obviously, you know, the sooner you get it to the time, you need to have it the closest. But also, I used to go to Skin Laundry. Have you been there?
Yes, I have, years ago.
Really, really good. They've just opened some their own store in Soho somewhere. I can't remember what road it is. In the 15-minute sessions that they have, it's the... I haven't had it for so long. It's the laser that they do and then the light, and it brings out all of the impurities of the toxic air and the pollution and stuff like that. And I feel like that instantly brightened my skin, and it was great for pigmentation. So I used to have those once a week, and they do so many different packages. They do, because it can get quite expensive. I think they have like three, was it three levels, Jolie, do you remember?
I can't, but I like it when you can buy into a package and you have a course then, so you kind of know what results to expect after one, what results to expect after three, and you can kind of watch that process. So I like a course one.
Yeah, so they were great for that. So I did the most basic courses, like literally the 15-minute one, and I think you can buy them in bundles of five. And then I did that once a week and it was amazing. So if I would also recommend trying something like that, that they were absolutely great. So I can't wait to go back.
And now they're open, the salons are open, so we can get back in and have all of the treatments that we have wanted throughout lockdown. And support our local salons as well. So definitely two treatments. So your final piece of advice with self-care. What would you say for self-care? What's your best piece of self-care bridal advice?
I would say don't pack too much in on the week running up to it. Because I said to my best friends, I was like, yeah, we'll go out for dinner. We'll do this like two nights before. And then when it came to it, I was like, do you know what? I can't, because I need to just relax. I need to just... be prepared, soak it all in. It was the best thing. Like I just had a week of, you know, just doing my home treatments, tying up old ends and making sure I was really prepared for the day. Because you really do have to look after yourself. Like you can get, you know, washed into this whirlwind of wedding drama. Like a lot does happen. But yeah, I just think it's to take the time out. And really, really important, it is different depending on what type of wedding you're having, but me and my then boyfriend, we lived together, so we spent the night together, and in the morning we woke up together and we gave each other our presents and cards. he bought me something lovely and I made him a scrapbook.
Lovely though.
Well, I just thought I made like a journey of our lives together.
Amazing.
And that's kind of what I did for that entire week. I just kind of sat there and really looked back on it, and it really made me emotional. Like, you know, the journey you go through together. And I was really proud of it. And when he opened it and I opened my present, I was like, oh my God, I've made him a scrapbook and he's bought me this.
Wait, what did he get you?
He bought me this gorgeous ring, vintage.
Yeah, but scrapbook's lovely too.
Yeah, he is really sweet. He's like, I can't wait for people to come around so I can show them the book and stuff like this. And he's already stapled his speech into it as well. So it's like continuing.
Oh, I love that. So
it's really sweet. So we did that in the morning, and then he went for a walk and was rehearsing his speech and went to the gym and chilled. And I then had my hair and makeup done at home. But then after that, I think I scheduled in an hour for me and Will just to be at the flat by ourselves with no photographer, no family, no one. And it was the best thing I did, because we'd had our photos done, which I was really happy about, because it rained on the day, obviously.
Classic British weather, yeah.
I know. So I was really happy we had photos done before we left the house. My really amazing photographer, Roz, then left. And me and Will just sat there. I think I had like a lemonade or something, because that's all I could have. He was like, what do I have? And I was like, do you want a gin and tonic? And we just sat at the breakfast spa in our flat, and we were almost silent, because the nerves then kick in.
Yeah.
And then it was just the nicest, like just looking at him and talking to him, and it was so emotional. But that hour together before all the circus stuff starts happening was so important, because we are just marrying each other. Yeah. And it's because we're so in love and all that soppy stuff. So that is probably one of the main things that I will remember for the whole wedding process, is having that moment with my husband and it just being us. So I would say, if you can, even if you've done it traditionally and you've, you know, not seen each other until you've walked down the amazing aisle and stuff like that, and you have your photos taken, try and schedule at least half an hour after that to just be you two, where no one talks to you and you just ask each other if you're all right and how you're feeling. Yeah, it was amazing.
That sounds amazing. My cheeks actually hurt from smiling just thinking of you two and this hour. And it's so special. And like you say, it just brings it back to you two. It sounds like an amazing day.
It was amazing. I'm trying really hard not to cry. I mean, I'm going to blame it on the hormones that I've got at the moment. But yeah, it was just really, really special. And, you know, I'm so thankful to have like all my amazing family and friends who, because going through that of having to reschedule your wedding time after time is so heartbreaking, because you don't want to be upset about it, because you think, well, it's just a wedding. But then you also think like, no, but I want to marry the love of my life and I want to do this. And you spend all that time before the pandemic, like a year and a half, 2 years planning it, and then it doesn't happen. But yeah, I'm just really grateful to have like all the friends and family that we could have there. So it was amazing.
It sounds amazing. Well, before we sign off, Monique, we have this thing where we end every episode with your biggest beauty blunder. So it doesn't need to be bridal, but a lighthearted note to finish on. What is your biggest beauty blunder that you've ever made?
Oh God, I've made so many. I have made so many mistakes over the years. I'd like to say my early mistakes were because there were no beauty products for people of darker skin tones. So I can blame that on the industry. Now, obviously, it's amazing. So now it's just my fault. But I remember a few years ago, it was when like highlighting had just come in. And it was, you know, highlight your cheekbones and the bridge of your nose and all this. And my housemate had gone out and I borrowed one of her highlighters because I'd seen she was completely different skin tone to me. But I, you know, I thought, oh, I'll get away with it if she gets away with it. And I must have put way too much on. And I remember going into town and my friends and my work colleagues being like, really sweet and polite. Oh, have you changed your makeup routine today? The first couple of times I was like, yeah, I have actually. And then after maybe like the fifth person, I was like, they don't mean it in a nice way. And I looked in like bright light because obviously I was doing it in a dark bedroom and I just looked like a fish. I looked so scaly and like, oh my God, it was awful. I looked like a really, really glittery, shiny fish.
The fish look. We're here for it.
It was so bad. So I think since then I've really learned to tone down my highlight. It's meant to look natural.
You're going for the natural glow, not the fish glow.
Yes. Love. Sometimes I think I still do get it wrong. My husband would be like, oh, you're very shiny today. And I'll be like, oh no, and try and wipe it off. But yeah, I think less is more.
Less is more. And what a brilliant note to finish on. Well, thank you so much for that, Monique. That was so nice to chat with you. And thank you for sharing all of your best bridal beauty advice.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. Almost made me cry.
So great to spend time with Monique Dale. Such great tips and wonderful stories too. Remember, Monique is the first in a series of wedding beauty specials over the next few weeks. Please do spread the word, especially if you know someone planning their big day. We'd love to know that we are helping more and more people find beauty and well-being inspiration. Look forward to seeing you next time.